Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Now, Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That was so formal the way you said that. I am doing great. Good afternoon, kind sir. Hello, Governor. Okay, well, it's got some text coming on the phone lines, 312-981-7200 to join on in. This is a common one around this time of year. My upstairs bedrooms get so hot on any sunny day, and then the downstairs where the thermostat is so cold, I can't make these two things co-equate or get back to an equilibrium. Any ideas there, Lou? I mean, this is a common problem.
Well, I mean, there are now smart thermostats that have additional sensors that you can place in those rooms. And so Honeywell Home is one example of a manufacturer that does that. You install the thermostat, then you pair the sensor with the thermostat. And so in this case, you put it upstairs. Now, the thermostat, you can blend the two temperatures together. So you've got the downstairs at 68 or whatever, and upstairs it's, 75 degrees or whatever. You can make the thermostat blend those two together and use that as a reading to run the furnace or boiler accordingly. I've been using a similar system like this in our home, and it works pretty well.
So it doesn't send heat or cool air in different places. It still runs as normal with the ductwork, but it picks an average of the two to kind of find a happy medium.
Correct. And you may have to adjust that a little bit, to find that sweet spot. But it does help you be more comfortable in your home.
That is genius. I got to get that myself.
I didn't invent it, but it does work.
Yeah, for sure. The 847 chimed in. Do I need to flush out my water heater? I'm still torn on whether I'm supposed to do this or not. I haven't done it yet, and it's 6 years old. I think you've answered this before, Lou, but if you don't mind answering it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that 6 years in, probably there's not a huge value. It is the type of thing, if you get a new water heater, then it's not a bad idea once a year to give it a little flush. You don't need to empty the whole thing. You need to pull out a couple gallons from the little spigot that's at the bottom, and that'll help to get the sediment out. But, a lot of modern water heaters now, they have the ability to kind of flush all that out by themselves. So it's not as common of a thing you need to do that, say, you had to do 25 years ago.
Okay. The 773 says, what's Lou's opinion on gutter guards? They seem super expensive. I'm wondering if it's just easier to hire someone to get up on a ladder and take it out every year than buy a whole new system. I mean, that's a personal choice, I guess, Lou, at the end of the day.
Well, it's cheaper than a broken neck. I mean, if you're going to hire somebody, then, I suppose that's one way to do it. But I mean, look, the reality of it is if you buy good ones, and there's several different manufacturers out there that make them, and you install them, that's it. You're done. You don't have to clean out your gutters at all. The house that we raised our family in for 22 years, I had put gutter guards on it, and I never cleaned the gutters once for 22 years.
Wow. Okay, so they work if you get the good ones. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
708, boy, this is a big question and a scary one at that. I'm glad that Matt is asking it. Lou, the foundation on the front of the house has a crack on it. My front window, kitchen window, now looks like it got installed crooked, and now I'm seeing my drywall pull apart at the corners. What do I do? Oh, that's a scary situation.
I would not wait. Certainly you can hire a structural engineer to come out. We have a sponsor, and I work with them, PermaSeal, who has structural consultants that can come out free of charge and can assess what's going on and then can give you a written estimate. They can install push piers in the ground. They can write the foundation. They go right down to the bedrock with these push piers. And once they put this in and put this brace at the bottom of the footing of the foundation, it's never going to move.
Wow. And, that's huge. I mean, if they're able to do it. I mean, it's not a quick fix, I imagine, or an inexpensive one.
No. It's not inexpensive, and it's not quick. But, you know, you in something like that, you really have no choice. You'll never be able to sell the home like that. And, you know, it might be, I don't know if you can make an insurance claim, but, you know, you might want to talk to your insurance company about it.
We've got equity in the house. Call Hochberg and call PermaSeal. Do it back to back and get a HELOC and then fix your foundation because that's going to pay dividends, obviously, in the long run, Lou. 224, I've got vinyl planking flooring in the kitchen. It's become uneven in one spot, maybe about an eighth of an inch. How do I level those out?
I mean, it, unfortunately, you probably have to take those panels up, which may require the help of a professional because you really do need a little bit of expertise to do this. The taking up is not the big issue. It's putting back down. You know, there might have been some subfloor movement. There might be not enough gap somewhere around the walls to allow for expansion and contraction. I mean, the if they are clicked together, vinyl planks, and they were not glued, they literally come up, you know, like click, click, click. You can take them up. You can rework the subfloor and then go back down again. But it's not, you know, it's a time-consuming job, but it can be fixed.
Okay, Lou. And we did the LVP in the basement, and then I was shocked at how well Enrique and I were able to do it with just some, you know, watching some videos and getting a whole floor, even the cutting around the corners. I mean, it was time consuming. It took a lot, and it wasn't it wasn't cheap, but it was not. I was surprised at how well we were able to do it. To be perfectly frank.
Well, and I mean, you guys are younger. Sure. To be down on your hands and knees to do all that, it's not easy.
Yeah. And it also what you bring up a great point. Even I was back in knees for a couple of days there.
Sure.
We're no good. Okay. Right. Well, Lou, we got through a lot of questions here today. I appreciate your time. Anything you want to plug for Saturday's show?
Bang, bang. No, we're talking about the International Home and Houseware Show and about all the new products that are coming up.
I look forward to that. We'll be listening at 6 a.m. Saturday morning. You're the best, Lou. Take care, okay?
You too, bud.
That's Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It Lou's to-do list.